I'm talking to Christy van der Wettering, who works for the charity Tear Fund in Haiti. In your view, what are the main problems that the storm has caused there, Christy?
Well, Paul, I can say that Hurricane Sandy has really tipped the scale on an already fragile situation. We had tremendous amounts of water, tremendous amounts of flooding, severe winds, and we're seeing those effects across the country with damaged homes, flooded homes, people displaced, crops and gardens destroyed, and lives lost. 52 lives were lost, and it's extremely heartbreaking. I actually just got off the phone with a friend who told me how her colleague lost his entire family in a landslide that destroyed their home with his family inside. So very, very heartbreaking situation here.
And how is Tear Fund helping to respond to that?
Well, Tear Fund has been working in Haiti for just over 30 years, and since the January 2010 earthquake, we've also been responding operationally. As you may recall, there was a tropical storm, Isaac, which passed at the end of August, so only 2 months ago, and Tear Fund has been responding, working through its local partners to repair homes and to address some of the agriculture and livelihood issues. We've also designed a program in a short-term response in the rural mountains where we have been operational for the last 2.5 years to help address some of the agriculture and livelihood needs caused by Tropical Storm Isaac. Now, Hurricane Sandy has created even more need, and to be sure, this response will also be addressing the needs of some of those people who are now found themselves in a very difficult situation.
Could you just explain what problems Sandy has caused in terms of food shortages?
Well, I think we can look at the context prior to both Tropical Storm Isaac and Hurricane Sandy, with increasing food prices and food insecurity throughout the last several months. With the Tropical Storm Isaac and now Sandy, a lot of the crops have been destroyed. There were numerous crops that were ready for harvesting that have now been destroyed. Plantain trees and plantations ripped down, gardens flooded. And so in a country that primarily supports itself agriculturally, this is an extreme hit to the country. So food prices, which were already increasing prior, we're going to see an increase in that. We're going to see an increase in food insecurity and families not being able to harvest their crops, sell those crops for money to continue to send their children to school or to repair their homes. So looking right now, we're looking at the immediate impact of homes flooded, over 18,000 homes damaged across the country. But in the coming months, we're going to be looking at a real severe food security situation.
And how do you think the government is going to cope with another disaster so hard on the heels of the last two, of Hurricane Isaac and the earthquake of 2010?
Well, the government has been active from the very beginning. The National Disaster Management System has been mobilized early on, and this is a nationwide system. And the government has also been meeting with international organizations to coordinate the response, and has also allocated an initial $800,000 dollars for an initial response actions. So they've been very present and very active, which is great to see. The reality is that they're stretched in terms of capacity and in terms of ability to respond. And so coordinating with international organizations